I'll accept the motion to approve the minutes from the September 5th meeting. I was not here.
Motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I trust you guys. Okay. Now we have only have four resolutions, two of which have been requested by the executive office to take no action on. And the first one is going to be 479. And I don't know if the executive office wants to speak on that at this point.
Yes.
It's the execute contract with New York State Empire Development Corporation for state funding for the implementation of Restore New York Communities Initiative grants.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. Joshua Stratton-Rainer, Deputy Director of Economic Development. So I just wanted to kind of set the stage for this, even though this has now been continued to next month again for reasons that I'll get into. But I wanted to take the opportunity to discuss the Restore New York program for those of you who may not be familiar with it. So this will be introducing the Round 6 award and then kind of teasing the Round 7 award to follow. So Restore New York Communities Initiative is a state Empire State Development grant for municipalities, specifically for projects to demolish, deconstruct, rehabilitate, or reconstruct vacant, abandoned, condemned, and surplus properties. The Round 6 call was put out last summer by us to the various towns across the county for projects in response to Round 6 opening. The city of Kingston responded to us, and they had two, so we took one of them as the county and applied for what was called the Barrel Factory here in Kingston. Meanwhile, the city applied for the Center for Photography at Woodstock's new building in Midtown. So these two projects are actually very close to each other, and both were eventually successfully awarded last December. So the Barrel Factory project is being developed by a group called MHV Development. It's a renovation of a vacant former barrel factory into a mixed-use building containing 5,000 square feet of commercial space, and then on the ground floor, and then 12 affordable apartment units that'll be like artist live workspaces on the second floor. So kind of a unique improvement to that area of the city, and then they'll be separately developing a 100 unit or so project right there off of Cornell Street as well. But for the purpose of the Restore New York scope, this is renovation of this former barrel factory building. So construction has not yet commenced, just waiting to get through some of these steps here. Meanwhile, they got through their final ESD and PACB board approvals as of late July, but only just last week did we get the final agreement from Empire State Development. So we've been expecting that kind of all along, and that's why this resolution got introduced before, and now we need to continue it again. The attorney who was working on this project with us closely recently left the county, so now Clint is working with us personally to ensure that everything goes smoothly. So this resolution, 479, is specifically authorizing the intermunicipal agreement with ESD that we received. We will be introducing for next month a resolution that then authorizes the pass-through onto the developer. So both resolutions acting in tandem here. The award amount is for $840,000, and they will be pursuing a quarterly disbursement scheme. So they'll the developer will provide their eligible invoices to us. We will pass them on to the state. The state will provide disbursement to us, and we will disperse back onto the developer. So that future resolution will also just allow us to ensure that the developers adhere to their stated affordable unit count, some of the environmental protocols that we want to see, and historic rehabilitation principles. So that's Round 6. And then coming in a couple of months, we'll see, after a similar process, IPARC 87's $10 million special project award for round 7, which was announced in the spring of this year. We'll be going through the whole process again. So this is essentially a tee-up, a learning lesson, if you will, for our attorneys and for all of us to go through this process, as this was the first round. Round 6 was the first round that counties were eligible to apply as municipalities under this program. So we're very excited to have been successful at the first 2 attempts, and look forward to solidifying this with you all.
Okay. Through the chair, are they going? You mentioned something about historical. Are they going to maintain the historical characteristics of the property?
Yes, they're paying very close attention to that, even while dealing with some of the significant noise aspects of the train tracks right there. They are going to be adding interior padding, if you will, replacing all the windows, reopening a lot of the bricked over windows of this building. But yes, the exterior will conform to, you know, the existing historical, you know, aspects of the building. And they'll actually be doing a lot of, you know, improvements while maintaining that.
I meant specifically to the barrel factory. Oh. I mean, any of the historical elements that refer to that, or any kiosks or anything that's going to tell the history of that building?
I don't know that kind of detail. I'm sure they'll include, you know, in all their presentations, they are sure to kind of wax poetic about the sort of Prohibition era.
Well, that's when it was, right? That's,
yeah, it was, that's, you know, they were, you know, there was bootlegging done out of that
right.
project. So I imagine that. What's
two
that?
Blocks always from, good to know.
Yeah.
It's 2 blocks from where I grew up.
Yeah, we, they would run, I guess, hoses under the
they ran
the
a, they ran a to, tunnel to Broadway.
Yeah.
To, is that on a historical register? Is it on SHPO or anything?
It's been.
I don't.
Yeah, it's eligible.
She's saying no. You're
it's
saying
on the register.
No,
it's
but it's eligible.
Not on the register.
Yeah,
but it's eligible.
Turn Cross Mills 7-Up bottling company.
Yep.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions on this one? No. Okay, so that one is going to be no action tonight. So we'll move on to the other one that is also no action, which is Resolution 561. And this is a request from the Executive's Office, again, authorizing the Chair Legislator to execute a Memorandum of Agreement between the United States Environmental Protection Agency and Ulster County, New York, regarding the Hertel Landfill Site, a foreclosure-eligible parcel, Department of Planning. And this is a solar project?
That's correct. Yeah. And Amanda probably can explain this better than I can, but effectively what ended up happening is we now have an estimate for the interconnection charge for the solar facility, and significantly more than was thought. So we anticipate that we will be in additional negotiations relative to that. I think the important thing here with respect to this resolution is the fact that there is a significant lien on the property by EPA, up to over $4 million. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to essentially take the property and sell it, EPA wants 65% of that, whatever we sell it for. So the key here is that you, from your perspective, is that you're not going to reap all of the funding with respect to the sale. Rightfully so, given the amount of taxes that are owed versus the amount of lien that's on it for EPA. Key is that we get a reuse of the property, hopefully, with a solar facility, which is a tried and true. The idea of putting solar on landfills is tried and true in New York State. There's all kinds of procedures to do it. The key is obviously to make sure that the interconnection charges make sense. So we may see less money. 65% of less money is less money for EPA, but there's a significant forgiveness here relative to EPA. So that's what I would ask you to focus on. If there's no comfort level with respect to that 65%, we should know that right away.
Go ahead.
Through the chair. Are we going to have deed restrictions there? So the only thing they can put there is solar? Because if we transfer the property and they start digging in, that's a Superfund site.
So my sense is that that's the conversation that we had. The company that's buying it is a company that essentially is doing that work. And the last thing I would say is the EPA is going to have their own restrictions relative to the site. So that I mean, if you need additional restrictions, you can certainly have that conversation. But the main thing is EPA is not going to be allowing anybody to dig into that site.
And additionally, for the solar development to actually happen, there would be an agreement between the solar developer and the responsible parties,
right,
for maintaining that site. And that's where they can talk about the specifics of the maintenance and the monitoring that has to be ongoing. It's where they would codify setbacks from vents or setbacks from other equipment, toe of slope, what they would be allowed to do on the site. So there will be a separate agreement as well.
Any other questions? Okay, so we'll move on to the resolutions that we're actually going to get an opportunity to vote on tonight. Resolution 558, which is approving the execution of a contract for $275,000 entered into the county by the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, well, any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, great. Resolution number 562, which is approving the execution of a contract for $74,000 entered into the county by HRNA Advisors, Department of Planning. Motion?
Yep.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
This is only for the town of Woodstock, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
If I may. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
This is your housing action fund, not the actual fund, but the action work that you put in the planning department budget. We're seeing this as the first contract. We're working on others, but this is the first one that's over $50,000. And this is essentially only for the Hamlet of Woodstock. This is essentially to do work associated with public outreach, and it also associated with some of their finding some sites in the town for affordable housing. We've had a lot of support from the town of Woodstock. They are housing a smart community. We are also working with the town of Olive for a contract with the town of Olive to do work with their comprehensive plan, and working with the town of Rochester to do a sites inventory in the town of Rochester. So the money that's in the planning department's budget that was budgeted in for housing work, we're now in the process of moving through and working with these communities to do that. So. It's looking really well. We've got a lot of feedback. We have 11 municipalities that have joined. We have several that have not, and we're hoping that they will agree to join.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, let me just ask real quick. So do you, is any of this like outreach to the population?
A lot of the work here relative to Woodstock is essentially to try to sort of myths and facts about affordable housing. So some of that work is included in this. The idea of essentially is to sort of level the playing field with respect to those folks that basically want everything to be open space, and those folks that are looking at trying to make sure that we have enough housing in the county to meet the residents' needs. And that's been a real focus of Woodstock. They have a housing committee that's been very active. They have a substantial amount of proposals on the table to amend their zoning statute at this particular point in time. So the idea of putting the zoning statute amendments with a public outreach component is looking for support for those zoning statute amendments. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Phil?
Through the chair. Yes. I thought I heard earlier this has some connection to the Housing Action Fund. Can you clarify?
Yeah, and that's a misspeak on my part, and I apologize for that. It is part of the housing funds that were put in the county planning department's budget. It's not going to pull money from the Housing Action Fund. And I apologize for that. I should say her.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Michael, can I sign the minutes when I wasn't here?
That's up to the chair.
Yes, you can. You were at that meeting, right?
Yes.
Yes, I was. So we have some guests. Do you folks have anything you want to talk about tonight under new business?
Hi, it's been a couple of minutes since I've been here. So I'm Melanie, Executive Director.
Yep.
Talk to
yep. And we're going to have you folks back in next month. We may even hold a special meeting for your budget requests.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank and I'm happy to present always as well. So whatever is helpful to understand all the ways we work together.
Okay. You guys good?
I just wanted to drop in.
Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is Vincent. Nice to meet you. It's actually in regards to the Hudson Valley Mall, and kind of, I don't know which one it would fit into your first resolution or the very last one, but kind of restoring it. And I think really, there's a lot of retail competition around it, but a few successful new big stores, to fill in, like the old Sears, JCPenney's. I have, my own list here, but there's so many possibilities in it, and obviously it would take a lot of money, but again, I think it's worth looking into, and it could create a lot of jobs, excitement, and just make it Ulster, again, give one more reason for people to come to Ulster,
Are you aware of anybody that has any kind of, ambition or plan or anything to do that? That is not necessarily on that site, but in other places that we could, get the supervisor to invite in and take a look around and maybe propose that? Because I'm pretty sure that the people that own that place would pretty much jump at anything at this point.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, right, Trader Joe's. So what you say. Right, exactly.
But if everyone gives recommendations, I would gladly, you're saying, reach out to the people that would...
No, I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just saying, do you have examples where, I'm assuming you want it to be revitalized in which way? Housing? Or more retail? Because the retail is going to be a challenge. Because
it definitely is. Yeah. But I'll just share.
I think he's talking...
Go ahead.
I think he's talking retail, right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is really... why did it fail in the first place? Yes, there's Walmart, there's Target keeping it alive, right? The whole thing, put a Dave and Buster's or, here, put an RPM Raceway here. You put a few big things that will just increase foot traffic altogether, and then you can start adding whatever you see at the outlets or small businesses, the food court, Chipotle, Joe B's, that's a good small business, I think. So there's an opportunity for small businesses to grow, and then just a few successful big chains.
Go ahead.
Do you work in the ARPA department?
What department?
Who are you representing?
No one. I just want to...
He's a citizen.
We've had discussions about different ways to use the mall that incorporate housing and small businesses that support Main Street, so that we don't have a corporate environment that drags the money out of Main Street and... makes our Main Street
sound. And like
Main Street,
people like Joe B's.
Ulster Avenue.
Well, no, we mean...
Broadway, every street where there's vibrant local businesses that are in corporate control.
Right.
Oh, okay, so you're... so then you're thinking, for the big empty spaces, what I'm getting at is, New Vance is a big corporation. They took all of Macy's. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but small businesses need a chance, but, just... used to be a Chuck E. Cheese's back in the day, right by Walmart. I'm saying a few successful ones, it could put a different, so it doesn't take away from small business.
Yeah, so I think that's Herb and
that's what I mean. I agree there. If there were stores to be put in it, definitely Jimmy Jazz, for example, they're unique. And I wouldn't say put a competitor in there that takes away from what they're doing because they're surviving in that store. I agree, small businesses should definitely get, for example, in the cafeteria, Taste of Mexico is a small food truck, they get a chance in the market to grow, but either way, I think if it's the right corporation, it wouldn't take away too much. It's just that providing an experience that you can't have elsewhere within the town.
So we have a couple of folks on the committee that want to speak.
No, I just wanted to say it sounds like you're under the impression that we have control over private business, and we don't. Definitely. Those properties are owned by companies, and there's no way we could ever say put a Dun & Buster's here and put this over here and put that over there, because that's out of the control of Ulster County government. We can have our economic development people reach out and say these are properties that are available you know, it'd be great if you came to Ulster County, but we can't force anybody to do anything. That's private property.
Would you like some county departments up there? We could do that.
That's
it. I get it. It's private property. Right, yeah. Well, his approach is also different, too. I didn't know if anyone wanted to turn anything into housing, so like obviously that's a priority around here. But if you mesh the two together, small businesses and housing, I definitely don't want to get screwed on that. But I looked up the company that owns it, and it's the whole, I mean, it's like $45 million or something like that for what, you know, if they were to sell it. But I thought going for you guys, if you were interested, because you do have more power than me in terms of making it happen. If you have a plan for what you want to do, something else there, then I don't want to intrude on that.
So we have no plan.
It's Legislator Chris.
Yeah, that's the reality. Is that I was going to follow up on what you were saying. It's not our property, and from everything I've researched, the owners, their whole MO is that they go into malls that are dying and they revive them. And why they haven't actually revived this one, I don't know. I think there's a lot of frustration from folks who would like to see that property be doing something. But as Legislator Litz is saying, we have very little control. We can incentivize in ways. We can woo people. We can have conversations. But, you know, I think our first step would be, I don't know when's the last time we actually had a conversation with the owner.
Well, we wouldn't anyway. It would be the town of Ulster.
Right.
Supervisor Quigley and the town board out there are the ones that would, you know, they're the ones that would be instigating any kind of activity in the town, because it has to be
all the zoning. I mean, really allowing all those other places to be zoned the way that all these other, I mean, they've extended to the point, why would any, if you're a Kohl's or something, why would you go to the mall when you could build where they did? And I mean, they just kept extending.
Yeah, so my point was, you know, that the town board, the town planning board, the supervisor, they field those phone calls for the businesses that want to come in, not the county. We'll have an opportunity to weigh in after the town planning boards across the whole county present a plan. Then out county planning board will look at that and see if it fits what we want to do. And then at that point, we're only advisory. We can't control what happens there. So I just want to give you just one little thing that, now I've lived out there for a long time. I remember that was Montgomery Ward's, a drive-in, and nothing when I was a little boy.
Vegetable farm,
right. Yeah. Where King's Mall is, or what is it, still King's Mall? What is it? I'm sorry.
I think it's still called
King's Mall. That was a drive-in when I was a kid. And Montgomery Ward's is where the Chipotle and Panera Bread is. That was
Montgomery Ward's. Where IBM is.
The farm, the airport, and farm. So anyway, my point is this, is that when they built that mall there, that little strip, they brought in high-end retailers. That place was filled from one end to the other to high-end retailers. Then 2008 hit, and they bailed as quickly as you can imagine, all of them. So now, L.L. Bean is moving back in, right? And so some of these other companies, if they see L.L. Bean moving in, that may incentivize other national retailers to fill some of those empty spaces, right? L.L. Bean?
It's like a sports clothing.
Outdoor sports. It's a high-end outdoor clothing.
Leon.
And, you know, sporting equipment. Mainly outdoor stuff.
Yeah, outdoor stuff. Yeah,
hunting, so fishing.
High-end.
High-end, though. But my point is that there is a renewed interest. And with, you know, hopefully keeping our fingers crossed that iPark grows out there, the old IBM facility, that will again draw people in. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we don't have anything to say about it, right? This is a county planner, Dennis Doyle. Okay. So if anybody has expertise in this area, it would be him.
Yeah, I never want to admit that government doesn't have an idea that when it has underperforming tax sites, that it doesn't have some sort of interest to essentially see how we can make them more performing. And the example I would give you was the Schrade property in Ellenville, where we actually did an economic analysis of the Schrade property and put it out there. And that was one of the reasons, I think, that the Schrade property came to the fore in terms of when people were doing site searches. And we've had conversations with the Hull Group, who is the owner of the site, in terms of their potential for looking at that, the site. And we've also had conversations with the supervisor. So while you can't make somebody do something, you certainly can incentivize them in many different ways. Also, is there's nothing wrong with the idea of sitting down and having a conversation. Is did you think about? Or mm-hmm. we know that these are the types of things that are interested in. And I know that there's some interest out there with respect to housing, and I know that there's other interests out there with respect to some of the other big boxes and spaces that are not adequate for them right now, or at least they don't believe that they're adequate for them. But I think it's a good idea to keep an open mind about essentially conversations with large developments and underperforming developments to see if there's something that we can do, A, or B, if they are interested, to let them know that we can help them move them through the process. Town of Ulster has a very forgiving zoning statute. There's not much you can't do out there.
That's true.
And frankly, there's an enormous amount of infrastructure. So if you think about it from a telecommunications standpoint, from a traffic standpoint, from a water and sewer standpoint, there's a lot of things that you can do out there. So what I would say to you is let's keep an open mind in terms of how we can influence and how those conversations could be started. And I'm more than willing to continue those conversations. I can tell you that we've had those conversations. And we just had a conversation about Restore New York, and I think that's the kind of thing that you can have a conversation about. You have a mall that is, I think the current assessment on the built portions of the mall is in the neighborhood of around $5 million.
It's very low.
It's very, very low, which reflects its value as a retail store. But there's a lot of malls, McApee in Massachusetts, that have been redeveloped as main streets with apartments over stores, et cetera. And those are types of things I think that we want to continue to have discussions. The whole group is pretty well set in its ways. When they first started, they said they wouldn't deal with housing, and then all of a sudden they were interested in housing. They said they wouldn't deal with this, and then they all of a sudden they were interested in office space. You know, and then, you know, so there's a lot of different things that change over time, and they're continuing to touch base with this group and to make sure that everybody is self-aware of what that site has to offer. So when people inquire about development sites, and these things come out quite a bit from the state, we can basically say this is a great development site, and knowing that we've had those conversations with the whole group, that they're not going to say no. We're not directing them somewhere where they're going to say no. I will tell you that we had a significant conversation when we were trying to site a granary with the whole group that wasn't successful. But those are the types of conversations I think we have, and I think it's good for us to be reminded of the fact that this is an underperforming site.
Where are they based?
Georgia, right?
Atlanta, yeah, I think.
South,
yeah.
Right? I thought it was Florida.
Legislator Erner?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to thank the member of the public, Vincent, for coming and sharing your idea with us. Although I don't sit on this committee, I think you bring up a good point, and, you know, as we're needing to address the intersecting geophysical and socioeconomic crises facing our county and our world, if you share an alternative vision of what role the public could play in a future of, say, ecologically planned degrowth, then I'd love to talk more with you.
Anyone have anything else they want to discuss tonight?
I have an announcement, if I may.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So I know the legislature put money in our budget for an affordable housing program for small landlords. It's called the Affordable Rental Housing Upgrade Program. Mm-hmm. We've completed all our contract negotiations with respect to that. We anticipate that we'll roll that out either late this week or probably early next week. I think it's scheduled for October the 9th. If anybody hasn't seen the Participate Ulster site, I would urge legislators to visit that. There's a lot of good things that are being populated on that site right now, and this should be one of them.
Thank you, Dennis. Anybody have anything else? Anybody have nothing? Nobody has anything else?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for a short meeting, folks. I appreciate it. Now,
thank you.
The next meeting is going to be.